Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Want flexibility? Take yoga. Want flexibility with your health insurance? Check out United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly medical, dental, and vision coverage that may be right for you. More at uh1.com.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to the Cognitive Recalibration Podcast. As always, I'm your host, Shravan. We've got Taran here with us.
Hello.
And we just watched Creed 3.
Yes.
We'll do a bit of a non-spoiler review, and then it's not much to spoil, to be honest, but we'll do some spoilers. So in terms of background on the movie, it's directed by Michael B. Jordan in his directorial debut. So he's Ryan Coogler directed the first Creed.
Yeah.
And the second Creed was not directed by Ryan Coogler.
No, it was someone else.
Someone else. It's the guy who's going to be directing the new Transformers movie.
Was it the guy that directed the Jurassic World movie?
No.
The second Jurassic World?
No.
It's not him.
No. I just looked up the it is Stephen Caple Jr.
Okay.
Who is directing the next Transformers, that the Rise of the Beasts.
Rise of the Beasts. Yeah. Yeah.
You seem to think that guy who directed Jurassic World has directed a lot of movies.
I do. I've probably said that before. I remember you mentioning it
before for something else.
Maybe he's never directed another movie. It's just that.
No, that guy has. I think he was involved in some episodes for Rings of Power. The Fallen Kingdom guy.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This one is directed by Michael B. Jordan. It's also starring him as Adonis Creed.
You got it right, but you said it weird. Adonis.
I feel like there should be an N in there. I feel like it's Andonis.
Adonis.
But it's Adonis.
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 They say it like it's got an N in there. Anyway, well, they call him like...
They call him Donnie.
Donnie, yeah. Or D.
Yeah.
Yeah. So he's basically retired in this at the start of this movie. So he's... What happens in Creed? Give us a bit of a recap.
Haven't seen Creed 2.
Yeah. Give us a bit of a recap of the Creed franchise. So it's Creed following one. On from Rocky.
Yeah. So I haven't seen all the Rockies. I've only seen some of them.
Yes.
But after he's the adoptive, well, not adoptive, he's Apollo Creed's son, but the mom is not his mom.
He's adopted. Yeah.
Yeah. But he's Apollo Creed's son.
Yes.
Like okay. Biological son. Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, okay. Got it. Yeah. He's like stepmom.
Yeah. It's like his stepmom. Yeah.
So he's like his biological mother passed away or something? Or?
I can't remember.
Yeah.
Possibly. But he grew up in like homes and stuff like that. Like, yeah.
Foster homes.
Foster homes. Yeah, yeah. I think in the first one, the guy in the first one is in this movie. So he fights, I don't know if this is a spoiler, he fights the guy who's the first fight he does in this movie, in the first movie. So the guy fights in South Africa in this movie?
At the start of this movie.
Yeah. So that is his first fight in Creed 1. So that guy's the heavyweight champion.
Yeah.
And then he challenges him as Apollo Creed's son.
Yeah.
And then Rocky trains him.
Yeah.
And then he ends up losing that fight at the end of that movie. Yeah.
South Africa?
No. In Creed 1.
Okay.
He loses to that guy in Creed 1.
Oh, okay. Yep.
Yeah. So that's his first fight. He loses.
So he loses at the end of the first movie.
He loses at the end of the first movie. Yeah.
Okay. That's a twist.
Yeah.
Like usually his movies all end.
I think it's the first Rocky he loses as well.
Okay. Yeah.
I think. Possibly. But anyway, he loses that fight. And then the second movie, it starts off with him winning a bunch of fights in a row. He wins like six in a row. And then Ivan Drago's son challenges him to a fight. And Ivan Drago is the guy that killed his dad in the ring.
Okay.
Yeah. Yep. So then they fight. First, Adonis is the, I think he's the heavyweight champion. And then Victor Drago challenges him. And then Victor Drago beats him in America. But I don't think it's not an official win because of he kept punching him after he was down or something. So then he rematches him in Russia. And then Adonis wins that fight in Russia.
And that's the end of the second movie.
Yes. But there's more backstory. Like Rocky has cancer and then he reconnects with his son and
And his wife's
losing her hearing, but she's a music artist. And then they have a baby in the second one. They get married in the second one and they have a baby in the second one. Who's in this movie as well? And she's deaf.
Yes.
I think, and there's a backstory with Victor and Ivan Drago as well. Because in this movie, they're friends. Victor Drago's in this movie.
Yeah, I knew it was the guy who...
So that's the guy he fights in the second one.
Yes.
But Victor Drago, like essentially when Ivan Drago loses his fight against Rocky in the fourth movie, he gets shamed in Russia and his wife leaves him and he gets kicked out and he has to live in Ukraine. And then he trains his son up to fight to beat whoever Rocky is.
To be world champion.
Yeah, he wants to become world champion. But he wants to like shame Rocky as well.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah. But essentially, in the end, like after he wins that first fight against Creed, like he's welcomed back into Russia. But as he's losing the second fight into Creed, they like all abandon him again. So they're just like, screw that. I'm just going to do whatever I want.
Fair enough. And then we get to the start of this movie where, well, Creed is now he was a world champion and now retired. And he's got his own. Yeah.
So he beats the guy that the only fight he lost is against that guy, and he beats that guy at the start of this movie. So then he's the undisputed world champion.
Okay. And then he's got his own gym and he's training up.
So that guy, the guy that is the trainer there, is the guy that trains him in the first movie.
Okay.
With the help of Rocky, I think. It's either that or that guy trains the guy he fights. Could be either one. I haven't seen it in a while. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. But now he's training. Well, he's training.
Training like other guys. Yeah.
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 Yeah. And he's got like a protege. What was his name? Chavez?
Alvarez? I don't know.
Yeah.
Something like that. Yeah.
He's Mexican, right?
He was Mexican. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's a start. And then there's obviously, if you watch the trailer for this movie, it kind of like gives away the whole movie.
Mm.
So I kind of knew what to expect because I did watch the trailer. So. Jonathan Majors is in this as someone from Creed's past. So we can talk about that in maybe a little bit in spoilers. But apart from that, cast and crew, pretty much, I think, similar to the previous movies. It came out on the 3rd of March, so we're watching it not too long after it came out. And runtime is 116 minutes. There were parts of this where I thought, I mean, it wasn't boring, but it does slow down in the middle.
Pretty short movie, though. It's not long.
Yeah, just below 2 hours.
Yeah.
So it's not too long. And budget-wise, $75 million. And box office, so far, it's done $22 million in the first day that it's been out. So let's jump into our positives. As I said, I haven't seen the second Creed. But are the fights in this a little bit different?
No, I think the fights in the whole Creed saga are better than the fights in the Rocky saga.
Because there was some stuff that they did in this, maybe, especially the last fight scene, where there was some, like, stylistic.
Yeah. So, what's his name? Michael B. Jordan. He really likes anime. He's, like, super into it.
Ah, okay.
So, you can like kind of see that.
He doesn't look like kind of guy who's into anime.
No, he's not. But he's into it, like, a lot. Yeah. So, you can kind of see that influence in the last fight a little bit.
Yeah.
Because it's like, it feels like an anime almost.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I did like all the fights in this. There's really only two major fights, I would say.
yeah,
in the whole movie. And there's like a mini fight at the start, but yeah, all the fight scenes were pretty good. Jonathan Majors, again, we're mentioning him two episodes in a row, was pretty good in this. It's kind of similar to Kang, actually, like in a way, because he's like calm, but then he can get really angry as well. So he's got like this inner rage.
I think he does have range, but he's just played two characters that are similar back to back. But I've seen him do other stuff.
But yeah, he was really good in this. And then Michael B. Jordan was pretty good as well. Not as good as his cameo in Space Jam.
Yeah. That was the best part of that movie.
But pretty good. I think all the cast were good. I think that acting overall was it's more of a drama than a – I mean, it's got action in it. It's got the boxing stuff in it.
Yeah.
It's more of a drama than
– I think all the Creeds are a bit more of a drama than they all have boxing in it, but they're more of a drama.
Thought it was pretty good. I don't know where it ranks in terms of the Creed. It's probably not – I don't think it's –
I think it's the worst one.
It's probably
Creed
not as good as
– the best one.
Yeah.
Creed 2 is good.
Although this – I mean, it's not – bad. It still had like personal stakes, but I feel like they probably can't do another one after this. Like, what are they gonna?
Yeah, I don't know what they do.
Because in the first one, it was like the origin made sense. Second one sounds like there's like personal stakes at multiple levels, like Rocky personal stakes and Creed personal stakes.
Yeah, the second one could have been the best one, really, because it's got the stakes for the bad guys, got the stakes for Creed and the Rocky stakes as well.
Yeah.
It's good. It's, but the first one's better.
And then this one, it does have personal stakes, but kind of gets resolved. Like, you kind of see where it's going to go. Like, it's only going to end in a certain way, and it does. But while it was going on, it was okay. But Michael B. Jordan's pretty. I mean, he showed that he can direct. It's not badly directed movie.
Yeah,
yeah.
I think it was pretty basic. Like you said, it's just what the storyline is. In the trailer.
Well, there's a formula for these, like all of the Rocky movies. They all end a certain
way. Well, it can only go one or two ways. It's either he loses the fight at the end
or he
wins it.
And there's got to be a fight at the end. Like, you're not going to have a movie without a fight at the end.
Yeah, that would really change the formula. Do you know who would direct one like that?
Let me take a guess. Maybe someone like, who's like super art house?
I was going to say Ryan Johnson.
Ryan Johnson. Oh, yeah.
He would direct one where the fight's in the middle.
Just like subvert expectations. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
100%
and then,
he would.
And then it becomes a murder mystery after that.
Maybe.
And then everyone will hate him.
Yeah, they would. Yeah.
Although, like, I don't think the Rocky, if there are like diehard.
I don't think there's like diehard Rocky fans.
I don't think they're as toxic as the Star Wars fans. So.
I don't think so.
Yeah. Now, I was thinking of someone like who's super like. Who would be the last director to direct this kind of movie that you'd...
This kind of, like Creed?
Yeah, like a boxing Rocky / Creed type movie. Who'd be like, there's no way they would direct a movie like that.
I don't think Christopher Nolan would do it.
Although I can
because
see
there's
him.
There's no like, what does it, what, like, is it time fight, time changing boxing or something? Is it like, does someone invert time when they box? Like, he'll do something like that, but he wouldn't do just a straight up boxing.
It's like Tenet with boxing.
Yeah, like if he lands a punch, then the solar system breaks or something. I don't know. That's what he would do. Yeah.
I guess.
He would do, if he did it, it wouldn't be a boxing movie. It would be something.
It'd be something, something different. I could see like Michael Bay directing a boxing movie.
Probably has. Try to think. Yeah. He would,
Any other positives?
Don't have anything specific to say. It's pretty decent.
Negatives-wise, I think that maybe because of COVID and stuff, I think there was a bit more CGI in this than they had to have. Like, in some of the fighting scenes, I think most of the audience was probably CGI.
Yeah.
And it's like small, but I did notice it in a couple of scenes where it looked like a green screen behind them.
I wouldn't say it's CGI heavy though.
No, it's not. Yeah. Like it's, I think they used it where they had to, maybe because of like, because they probably were shooting this during COVID restrictions. But yeah, the only negative I would say is it's not really related to this movie, but they probably shouldn't do another one of these. I think it should probably end here. Because they did that with Rocky, obviously. They just kept going.
I don't know where it could go after this because he's...
Well, I think they're setting up for his daughter.
They could do like a time jump or something. Yeah. I don't know where they could take it from here. It's kind of... There's only so many ways these movies can go.
So the story for this one is actually written by Ryan and Keenan Coogler. I'm guessing Keenan Coogler is
his brother or something.
Ryan Coogler's brother, maybe?
Yeah.
And Sylvester Stallone is listed as a producer, but he's not in this movie because he doesn't get along with the producer.
Who are the producer's names?
The one he doesn't get along with is Erwin Winkler.
Yeah, that guy. Yeah. Because he owns some of the rights to Rocky or something.
And apparently he didn't like the creative direction that this one was going in.
Who? Sylvester Stallone.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said he's not going to watch it. I saw a TikTok. He says he's not going to watch this one, but he'll do Creed 4 if Michael B. Jordan asked him to.
Oh, okay. So he's got nothing against Michael B. Jordan.
No. I think it's just this guy.
Yeah, but I don't know what they were doing Creed 4.
I thought Sylvester Stallone would have been good in this movie. It would have added another element.
I think it would have been good, actually.
Yeah.
I think it would have made it a bit better if he wasn't.
Yeah. There's some times where it's like it would have been good if he had that pep talk from Rocky.
I think that was missing. Like, they kind of substitute it with that other Duke guy.
Who's in all the other movies, but, yeah, it's not the same as Sly. I guess they make it because he moves to Los Angeles and then Sylvester Stallone moves to New York. So, there.
Oh, is that what happens in the second one?
I think it's New York. He moves somewhere to meet his son.
Isn't the first one?
Portland.
Is it Portland or is it? Philadelphia.
It's Philly. Yeah.
Because he runs up the stairs.
Yeah, right? It's the stairs. Yeah.
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 Yeah. So he's not a West Coast guy anyway.
No. Yeah. But Adonis Creed is.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, he's from LA. And they kind of lean into that in this one as well because there's the very big LA flavor. So I give it a cognitive recalibration. Someone asked me what our ratings actually mean. Someone who was listening to our more recent episodes where we just don't explain what it is.
Yep.
So cognitive recalibration is basically a thumbs up or a positive review, a recommendation, and then a regression is we don't recommend it.
Do we have to explain in every episode?
I hope not.
Yeah.
We'll just refer them back to this episode.
Yeah. Let's just not explain it again.
For a while.
Yeah.
We'll do it once a year. So this is our once for this
year. Once for this year. Yeah.
Yeah, this is it. Yeah, so I give it a cognitive recalibration.
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah.
But
it's probably the best movie I've seen this year, but I've only seen like two movies this year. So
yeah.
Yeah, so far this year, it's probably one of the better ones.
We saw Operation Fortuna.
It's better than that. We haven't actually talked about that, but that was very
forgettable. That's not great. Yeah. and we saw Ant-Man.
Is that all? Yeah, I think that's it. Yeah. I actually watched Missing yesterday.
So I know what about that is. After this.
You know the one how, like, the mum goes missing? It's like
that. Oh, it's like that, Searching.
Yeah, like Searching. I don't know what they're called. Are they called, like, screen share movies? Like, you just
see... The one where you look at it from a laptop. Yeah.
Or, like, a...
Or a computer.
A phone screen. Like, it's all based off a screen.
Yeah. I've seen the Facebook trailers for it. That's as much as I have seen for that movie.
Well, anyway, I'll talk about that after this. Spoilers-wise, obviously, he wins at the end.
He wins. Yeah.
There's a training montage. Like, the third act of this movie is, like, you know what's going to happen.
Training montage.
Yeah. The thing is, like, did he have to fight him? I guess they needed to have a fight at the end.
To have a fight, but did he need to fight him? It's a good question.
He didn't probably. I mean, he's retired. He didn't have to, technically.
It would have been a pretty boring movie if he didn't end up fighting him, but so... I don't know.
If I was him and I hadn't fought for like 3 years and I was just not in the shape, I'm like...
Even though he hasn't fought in 3 years, he's still in pretty decent shape, honestly.
He didn't
let himself go. Yeah.
Well, Jonathan Majors looks...
In really good shape. Yeah.
Super buff. Yeah.
Yeah. He didn't need to fight him, but I guess he wanted to fight him.
I guess. Yeah. And they kind of like come to terms after he fights him. But
Yeah. I guess they're both not bad people. Like, Jonathan Majors fights dirty in that first fight.
The first fight.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he also set it up.
He set it up so that he could win it because he gets Victor Drago's hand broken.
Yeah, so that he could fight and then he fights dirty. But technically, like, how old is he? Like, in the movie, he's meant to be like late 30s, I'm guessing.
Who drives the Majors?
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because he's older than
Krim. He's older. He's, yeah, he's older.
It looks like he's like at least when they have the flashback at the start.
Like 5-10 years older?
Yeah, yeah. Maybe five years older.
Yeah.
So, and then Creed in this is maybe like 35.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or maybe older.
I don't know. Is that old for boxing? I don't watch much boxing. I know Mayweather is pretty old.
Yeah. I don't know how old they are. But they kept mentioning that he's like old.
And yeah.
He shouldn't be fighting and stuff. Yeah, I think that's it. Like you said, I think Sylvester Stallone would have actually added a little bit to this movie, might have made it a bit, maybe a little bit better.
Yeah, the motivations at certain parts. You just want to see them fight in the end, though. And it's, yeah. And the fights are good.
Yeah, although the introductions for the first fight, so not with Creed, but the one with the Mexican.
Victor Alvarez.
He has a much better entrance than any of these guys.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. With like the smoke and the.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
But I guess he has the entrance, but he still gets beaten. But the question is, would he have beat him if he didn't fight Dirty?
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
So what is Dirty? Like, you're not.
I don't know.
You're not meant to use elbows.
But like,
and stuff?
If he fought Dirty, but he still wins.
Yeah, because he's still.
Like, he still wins, though.
He still wins. So, yeah. Like, they still give him the title.
Sure. Like,
yeah.
He did some moves that. Like, unless he, like, pays off the refs as well. If that was in there.
Yeah.
That he paid them off.
But he doesn't have any money, so I don't think that would have worked.
Yeah. So, he still wins. So, it's like, why is he pissed off at him? He told him that he could fight this guy. So, there's always a chance that he could beat him.
Yeah. 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 And, like, they give him the title. So, it's not like he was penalized or he got disqualified because he fought. I mean, if he, like, actually lost. Because he fought Dirty and he like severely injured this guy, then I think that would have made sense.
Yeah. But is he more pissed off that he got Drago's hand broken? Is that why he's pissed off?
Well, he looked pissed off before he even knew that.
Yeah.
Because at the end of the fight, he looked like he wasn't happy.
Yeah.
But then I think like finding out that he set it up took it to the next level. Also, why does his mom have a photo of him with
I guess he sent that picture to him.
Yeah, okay.
But when he was in prison. Yeah.
Yeah.
I guess, like, it's Michael B. Jordan can't be unhappy that he beat him.
Because he set it up. It's kind of what he wanted. Like, he wanted a show because he wanted to make money off it.
Right? Yeah, yeah.
So, like.
But I guess he wanted his guy to win as well.
To still win in the end. I think he just expected him to win.
To win, yeah. But he wasn't happy when he. Sent him to the hospital, I guess.
And they're also both from the same, like, gym, right? So, like, it's not like they're both trained under the same Creed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. True. But, yeah, I don't know. I don't know the intricacies of boxing.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. That's just, to set up the arc, and then he goes and fights him. And, yeah, I think there was, like, the whole arc is that I think he's a little bit guilty that this guy went to jail because of him.
Yeah.
And it felt like he owed something to him, but then this guy ends up double-crossing him anyway.
I almost would have liked it better if Jonathan Majors did something worse, if he, like, killed that guy in the ring. But then it's very similar to Rocky IV, where, and I guess they don't want to rehash stories too much.
Yeah, because there's only certain ways this one can go. All right.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass?" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Right. There's nothing else on Creed 3. I'll quickly talk about Missing because it's actually a pretty good movie. Have you watched Searching?
Yeah, I have. Yeah.
So I don't know how it compares to that because I haven't watched Searching, but it's from the same.
They find her in the end. They search and they find her.
I thought so. Yeah. But I like going into this movie because I haven't seen one of these like screen. There's a name for it. It's like Screen Face or something movies. There's actually a specific name because there's been a couple of movies like this now after Searching as well. I just like it's pretty hard to make a full-length movie where you're only looking at someone through a screen and to make it engaging. But this one, they actually do a pretty good job because apart from the fact that she uses her laptop to FaceTime everyone all the time and she always leaves it open as well. So like even when she's just talking to herself or like thinking about something, she just leaves her laptop open and you see her through the laptop. But there's like parts where they use other devices as well. And so there's like phones and smartwatches and stuff like that. But they set it up. There's a lot of twists in this. So the basic premise is, and it's kind of a reversal of Searching, I guess, where the daughter goes missing and this, the mum goes missing. So her mum goes.
Is it like part of the same series? Is I think the same director?
Yeah. I think it's the same. Pretty sure it's the same directors. It's definitely the same producers because they've got their own. I think their production studio name is Search Party. It's like Search Party Studios. So I think it's in the same universe because I think they also reference Searching at the beginning because that becomes like a Netflix series, the first one. And I think they reference it in this one. But yeah, it's a reversal of what happens in Searching. So in this, the mom goes missing. She goes to Colombia, supposedly goes to Colombia for a holiday with her boyfriend, and then she doesn't come back. And then the girl tries to find her through her different networks. She hires some guy in Colombia to like search, but it's good. There's a couple of twists in there that I didn't expect, and the way it's shot, it's actually they've done a pretty good job. It's actually interesting because when you have that screen type interface. Like the whole screen isn't taken up by them.
There's other stuff
on the screen. So you like you kind of get more information than you normally would because it's got like the time and it's got like some things that she searched in the background and stuff. You kind of get a bit more information from the screen if you like reading closely. If you don't like reading though, because there's some parts of this movie where she's just scrolling through like messages. And she's not reading them out loud. So you have to read them yourself.
Yeah.
And there's like some scenes that go like for 2 minutes where you're just reading messages. But yeah, as well.
I think Searching was similar. I haven't seen it in a long time. It came out a while back, Searching.
Came out around the time of Crazy Rich Asians, maybe?
Is that John Cho?
Yeah, because I remember we talked about him. Like, oh, that guy feels like that guy should have been in Crazy Rich Asians. But he wasn't.
But he was too busy searching for his daughter.
Yeah.
He finds her, though.
Yeah, he finds her in the end.
Yeah.
Does he get the FBI involved?
I can't remember specifically. Do you want me to spoil Searching for you?
It goes one way, right? So, yeah.
I can't remember specifically what happens, but there is some lady. It could be the police or it could be the FBI. I can't remember exactly who. But her son is the one that ends up pushing her off a cliff.
Oh, okay.
And but then she's trying to cover it up.
Pushing his daughter off a cliff.
So the son of the police or FBI agent, I can't remember which one,
yeah,
pushes the daughter off the cliff.
Okay.
And then they're trying to cover it up.
Yes.
But they find her in the end.
She doesn't die.
They thought she was dead, but she's not.
And then he uses like phones and stuff to.
But that he finds out right at the end.
Yeah.
But he's like, he's trying to find her. He's like texting her friends and stuff.
And it's actually pretty hard to like act in this type of movie as well, because you're literally just talking to a screen, or like talking to the camera the whole time. I haven't seen any other movies. Have you seen anything else? Mandalorian season 3?
Nah, not yet.
Yeah, I haven't started yet either.
Yeah.
So next week we've got Scream.
Yes.
And is it called 65?
65.
Yeah. So they're both coming out. We'll see which. We'll probably watch Scream, most likely.
I think so. Maybe we'll wait for which one's better, or if one of them's really bad, we'll watch that one.
Yeah. I have a feeling actually both of them could be really bad.
If one of them's like exceptionally bad,
yeah,
we'll watch it. But if it's like, oh, it's just okay, we
mid-tier
won't watch
bad.
It.
Yeah. I feel like that.
If they're both mid-tier, we'll watch Scream.
Yeah. If they're both mid-tier, we'll watch Scream. If one of them is really bad.
Like, and I mean like really bad. It's got to be like a 1 or like a 2 on IMDb.
Yeah.
Or like a 0% Rotten Tomatoes. Like,
all right.
Spectacular.
Yeah. And then we'll give it a positive review to like.
Yes, to build it up. Build up cinema.
Rotten Tomatoes, but yeah. Yeah. We can like pump it up a little bit.
Yeah.
All right. And then after that, we've got Shazam.
Shazam. Yep. Shazam 2, Gods and Monsters.
Is that what it's called?
No, I don't think so.
That's what Dungeons and Dragons is called, isn't it?
No, Gods and Monsters is the name of James Gunn's phase one of DC.
Ah, yep.
Yeah.
It's called Gods in the title, though. Is it Wrath of the Gods or something?
Something like that. Dungeons and Dragons is Thieves and something.
Thieves and Dungeons.
I don't think they've got double Dungeons and Dragons, Thieves and Dungeons. Honor Amongst Thieves, isn't it?
Something like that.
Yeah.
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 That is actually later this month. So there's something in between Shazam and that.
Shazam, yeah.
There is.
Is it Fast X?
No, that's still a little while away.
Looking forward to that one.
It's John Wick 4.
Oh, yeah. We haven't seen the third one, both of us. Yeah.
So we've got to watch that. And then Super Mario Brothers. So we pretty much got back to back.
And then Fast X?
No, that's in June, I think.
Damn it.
It's a little while away. Oh, May, I think, actually.
My most, I don't know what I said about my most anticipated film at the start of the year, but now it's Fast X.
Okay, after that trailer.
Well, just in general, it's Fast X now.
Okay.
I just like the part where he's like, something about families, like, you'd never touch my family, and then the helicopters, he like crashes the helicopters.
Is that when he pulls the helicopters?
Yeah, and he's with his car.
Yeah.
I just can't wait
typical,
to see
it. Typical.
And he does it like, he's like, just does it casually. It's like, yeah, this is normal.
Do you think
I totally expect this to happen? Like, there's no luck involved in this. Like, I'm totally planning this. Like, okay, this guy attached here. So if I jump off this thing, then gravity should pull them both together this way, and then I'll drive away. He's like, I'll do that.
Definitely.
And he's that smart because he went to MIT.
Doesn't look like a. No, he's a West Coast.
He's just a normal guy.
He's a West Coast guy, right?
So maybe he went to Caltech.
Maybe, or like Stanford or something.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Obviously, he's like a physicist and like a.
Yeah.
He knows everything. He can't just be a normal guy, yeah?
Nah.
He's not just a guy that stole VCRs.
Nah. Well, he did that on the side.
Okay. Yeah.
To make some money to pay for.
To pay for college.
To pay for college, yeah. College debt and all that.
Yeah.
And that's where he met Tyrese as well.
Yes, who also went to Caltech. Yeah.
They're all Caltech
alumni.
Alumni.
Yeah. That's why they're so smart. They build the stuff. They're not just guys that used to race on the street.
That was all side stuff. Yeah.
They don't show the college stuff because it's just boring stuff. But they show the other stuff. Yeah. That makes sense. Yeah.
Even now they're like doing like Nobel laureate stuff like on the side.
Yeah. Yeah.
They don't show any of that.
It's just not part of the plot. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you reckon they'll sneak in a Rock cameo or is that done?
I don't know.
I feel like
The Rock needs to do something to like boost his career again.
There's a chance that he might come back now.
Yeah. I don't know what he's got in the pipeline at the moment, but The Rock hasn't done something like very good in a while. So he might need to. I don't know if he's ever done anything very good. But yeah. I don't know. I like The Rock. I do like it.
I think he was banking on Black Adam.
Yeah. But I don't hate The Rock. He's not a great actor, but he's like charismatic.
He does what he does. Yeah.
But he probably needs something.
I was talking to someone about this, and like he reckons that Vin Diesel owns Fast and Furious, so he's
a producer.
He gets final say. So if like Rock doesn't want to play, then it's The Rock's fault because Vin Diesel's the boss.
He is a producer. Yeah.
When it comes to Fast and Furious, Vin Diesel is the boss.
I guess, yeah, if they don't get along and then Vin Diesel doesn't want him to join, then...
Yeah. I think Vin Diesel wants him to join. It's just Rock doesn't want to join.
No, I thought it was the other way. Well, I thought they both don't want to work together.
Didn't he, like, put out that tweet saying, like, oh, I'd love to have you back? And
oh, yeah, he did.
Yeah.
But it was like, wasn't it, like, pandering and it's like little brother, even though Rock's older than him?
Yeah.
Yeah,
anyway. That's our most anticipated movie. We're definitely going to watch that First Day First Show.
Yes.
Yeah. All right. I guess that brings us to the end of this episode. So if people want to get in touch with us about their thoughts on Creed 3 or Missing, for that matter, how they go about it.
So you can contact us at cognitiverecalibrationpodcast@gmail.com or Cognitive Recalibration on all platforms.
Yeah. So that's Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, Facebook, so just follow us on all of those. If you want to support the podcast, you can do so via giving us a review on iTunes or Spotify, because that makes us more discoverable on those channels. So next week, Scream or 65, whichever one's worse.
Mm. Or we could both watch either.
We could like toss a coin.
Like you watch one, I watch one.
Yeah, as in, yeah. Heads, you do.
And then I review the one you watch and you review the one I watch.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
That sounds better than what we're going to do. Yeah. Let's do that. All right, stay tuned for that amazing episode that's coming up next week. Thanks, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next time.
See ya. Bye.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Confidence starts with loving who you are. And when your skin feels nourished and glows on the outside, you naturally radiate confidence from the inside. Give your skin a glow-up with Osea's clinically proven Mega Moisture Duo. This ultra-hydrating body care features two of Osea's best sellers, Undaria Algae Body Oil and Undaria Collagen Body Lotion. These seaweed-powered heroes use skincare-level ingredients normally reserved for your face for results you can see and confidence you can feel. Osea has been making clean, clinically proven seaweed-infused face and body care products for over 28 years. This luxurious skincare is vegan, cruelty-free, and climate-neutral certified, so you never have to choose between your values and your best skin. Glow from the inside out. Get 10% off your first order with code GLOW at OseaMalibu.com. That's OseaMalibu.com, code GLOW.